Whatever happens this week, ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Palin is the future of the Republican Party. And it couldn't happen to a nicer party. Appreciate that. In the news, the local paper in Alaska endorses Barack Obama. That's because Todd keeps forgetting to pay the carrier, you know. And they carry a grudge, those carriers. On the stump, Governor Palin said, if Joe Biden would have shown up in Valentino, nobody would have said a word. That's a good point. It's not a funny point, but it's a good point. She's taken to wearing her sister's wardrobe till Election Day. They're all her old clothes anyway. That's she right. gave them to her. But. She's wearing schmata, ladies and gentlemen. We call it schmata, rags. I hope you're satisfied. So go out in schmata now. In Pennsylvania, she dressed for the Amish vote in Mennonite Christian plain clothing, as reimagined by Valentino. Kind of South Beach Amish, it's called. It's a good look for her. Now taking policy lines, Palin said, we should only import oil from countries that like us. Unfortunately, Latvia only has the canola oil. And just so much of that you need.
That's right.
I don't know. Governor Palin came out for strong nuclear energy, saying we could use Alaska for America's cooling tower. Good idea. While on the road, she's been phoning in her abuse of power. Well, she's got a lot of gates going, you know. Got Tripper Gate, Designer Gate, Kitty Travel Gate, Levi Johnson Gate. There's one gate that should have been kept closed. She's got a lot on her gate, is what I'm saying, so. But hey, it's the vice presidency, and her defenders say she's easily up to a pitcher of warm spit, ladies and gentlemen. Let's face it. Meanwhile, John McCain's not entirely happy with her. He attempts to abandon Palin at a Nebraska hospital. I don't think she made the cutoff there. Some McCain aides think Palin is a rogue, fearing she may trample villagers, bring down huts, that sort of thing. Jim, that sort of thing.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. Hard to keep two mavericks together, is what it's by definition, really, you know. They're mavericks. Following his brother's lead, McCain calls 911 on the condition of his campaign. You're calling on your campaign? You've all heard about the Bradley effect, but there's also the Uncle Max effect, where you just don't want to hear the old war stories one more time. Strong Uncle Max effect here. Senator McCain tried to get the faithful out to early bird voting down there in Florida, but they were worried they wouldn't make the original pancake house by 4, so let's cut back on some of the early bird voting. Someone in the Republican National Committee finally takes the blame or credit for the Sarah makeover, a Professor Higgins. They got that.
Yeah, they
cool.
Good.
I'm going to put a plus next to it. I love it when they get one. Obama accuses McCain of redistributing Cindy's wealth from that Bureau redistributorship she's got there, you know. And that's socialism, my friends. The candidates have been besieging the toss-up states, so-called because the voters are now tossing up. Joe, the unlicensed plumber, doesn't make Dancing with the Stars. Despite doing a credible Sammy Davis Jr.'s Candyman. Obama, perhaps a bit overconfident, is seen driving a herd of cattle to the Crawford Ranch. And it's hard getting through all that switchgrass. You know, it's pretty thick out there because Bush kept saying he was going to cut it and
That's
sell
right.
it, but he never did.
Never did.
Excuse me. After the half-hour infomercial, some Obama advisors were worrying about the Popeil effect. That's where you find yourself watching, but know where you're going to buy that thing, you know. The pocket Obama is a good idea, I think. But the inside the egg scrambler was the best, Popeil. Yeah. What do you think?
Yes.
Can you beat the inside the egg scrambler? Anything better? Going once? Pocket fisherman, you know. Pocket shotgun wasn't a good idea. A little folding shotgun that people, you know. Inside the egg scrambler. McCain responded by doing a half-hour robocall. It was supposed to be only a minute planned, but he kept going off message, you know. Something about his eggs being runny, and it was just one thing after another. His brother. In other news, if any McBanks receive the first $250 billion, but have to wait 5 days to have the funds available. 5 business days. The global sell-off continues, but in a global sell-off, who buys?
Huh? Good question.
It's just been bothering me all week. The global sell-off. Oh, yeah. Anyway, next guy who compares the Dow to the roller coaster gets thrown off it. Hopefully it'll be Neil Cavuto, I'm really hoping. U.S. will deploy 10 Polish missiles as soon as they figure out how many Polish missilemen it takes to launch one. Consumers have no confidence. That's the latest. It's the first time it's ever happened. Consumers have no confidence. Even confidence men have lost it, so that's a bad sign. The GDP was discovered to be the gross national product, and yuck, who wants that? You know, anyway, it's surprising. I had no idea that's what that stood for. Gross. Ted Stevens goes down a series of tubes. The Vatican and Chrysler announced they will merge to form Jesus Chrysler. The big one. That'll be the big one instead of the big three. Or the big three and one. They could do the three all. They could fool around with that. And what would Jesus drive? I think this is...
A Trinity.
Yeah. Chrysler's you can stand up in is what, you know. And I'd rather drive standing because you get a better view of the road. Massachusetts state senator who stuffed bribes in her bra flat broke. Somali pirate sees Somali pirate ship. Protocol being examined. That's a tough one to figure out there if you're... And the only non-political entertainment news, Corey Haim, who's the one who's not Corey Feldman, marries Slumber Party Slaughterhouse star Tiffany Shepis. That's the best we could do, ladies and gentlemen. Good luck, kids. That's all the news that is in. Thank you. Good luck, Corey Haim and Shepis. Cindy Shepis. Tiffany Shepis.